The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. And here we go again. I am Alvin Hunter III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always contact me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvin3. Again, that's A. That's facebook.com, Purposed One, Alvin III. And here's what I have for you today, good people. This is episode 6, the 3 P's of effective relating for men. The 3 P's of effective relating for men. Last week, I hit you all up with the 3 P's of effective living. And so I wanted to back that one up with the 3 P's of effective relating for men. So I started with yourself, and now I'm starting with your intimate relationships. This one is going to be for the guys, but of course, the ladies, you're more than welcome to listen in. Wanted to touch base with the brothers because this is always a great thing, especially in this environment right now that we deal with heavy, heavy sexual politics, or more apparent sexual politics. This stuff has been going on since our grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, ever since men and women have been dealing with relating, negotiating needs and desires in relationships. This has been going on. And to me, the only guys who've really been in the dark are the ones that have been successfully programmed and managed by their general society, and those who have had, I guess, a good heart, a good demeanor, who take life maybe more too idealistically or on face value, or even just in a general altruistic, unselfish way. I'm here today to unpack some pointers for having at least the foundation of the 3 P's for effective relating, to get your standard needs and your standard needs met as a man, you know, a foundation of general expectations that are way within the realm of reasonability. So let's get into it. So what are the 3 P's of effective relating for men? Well, first one is peace. The second one is plate. And the third one is pussy. Again, the first one is peace. The second one is plate. And the third one is pussy. Let's break down the peace part. Just as in last week, peace popped up. And again, peace is like one of the most essential cornerstones of your life. Without peace, it is difficult to have clarity. Without clarity, it's difficult to have direction. It's difficult to advance. You'll find yourself in a state of confusion when you do not have a sustainable portion of peace in your life. And you sometimes do not know the value of that peace until it's not there in your life and you're having to re-find it again. But that peace, that state of mind and heart that gives you the calmness and the focus that you need in order to advance your life for a better quality has to be absolutely essential. So, of course, in the context of women, if many men have found this out, hey, if she can't be in your space and truly, as what a lot of the internet memes said, be, if not your peace, a significant part of it, anything else that comes behind that is just going to get very old and very redundant and in a sense very non-essential, because the peace is the foundational thing that sets everything else. She could be an absolute gorgeous thing that you've ever seen. She could be the most passionate or sensual, freaky, everything that you want. And if that piece is not there, it's going to be just a whipsaw. It's going to be a roller coaster of experience with this woman that is not good. She's going to wear you out. So peace is one of those cornerstones. The next is plate. Now, when you think of plate, of course, you think about very healthy and, well, maybe not so healthy, but at least a very delicious plate of food that satisfies your hunger. I want to go a little bit further than just food. Plate represents the nurturing aspect a woman is inspired to give to you in your connection with her. It's peace manifested, if you really think about it, because it's one thing for a woman to show a peaceful attitude towards you in a connection, relationship, situation that you all have. It's another thing for her to translate that attitude into action to you. There's certain type of consideration or generosity that she has, appreciation she has for being in your life, and it may show up as good food or may show up as small gifts that she likes to give you, either randomly or on birthday. It may show as affectionate sayings, you know, I appreciate you, I love you, I care for you. It may show up as a listening ear to you whenever you're having some type of ordeal that you're working through. That plate is that substance, that nurturing aspect that a woman, when she is really inspired by it, gives to sustain the flow of relationship. It's that stuff besides some of that hot sex that she gives you that you at times randomly remember and brings to a smile to your face. That is the plate that I'm talking about. It's food, but it's not just physical food. It's spiritual food. It's mental food. Very, very strong attribute that you would need. And of course, let's get to the very favorite one that we men love. Pussy. Okay? Pussy. It's not just, it's beyond just her pussy. It's her sexual attitude, her lustful desires towards you that you bring out of her as you inspire her. It's the woman that not just any man gets to experience or see. It's that free nymph It's that sex kitten. It's that temptress. It's that vixen. It's that in-house porn star that you get to experience the passionate, sensual woman. The woman that just blows your mind sensually. Pussy is definitely essential to effective relating for you as a man. And when you strike her that deep, that she gets to relax her social constructs and show you what she really is and what she desires, and she really, really gets off with you, and just, I mean, you're just almost like an addiction to her, coupled with plates, her substance and nurturing, and the peace that she gives you, you have a great foundation for whatever relationship or situationship that you have. This message is really for the men of a different level. You're not just running through women like a hot knife through butter. You know, you got some type of emotional capacity about you. So you're not on some psychopath shit, just compartmentalizing women and things like that. I understand that is a part of the game out there so that you as a man do not get hurt. But if you are a man of more of a substance, and whether it's a long-term relationship with a specific woman or it's a concurrent rotation that you have with women, if you're inspiring them to be this way, you have a nice cornerstone for effective relating. I wanted to add another component that's been touched throughout these three for you, and that is the fourth P, which I call the part that gives the plate and the pussy extra kick, and that is passion. Passion is something that is what I like to call a most known unknown. It's that oomph. It's that kick. It's that spice to whatever is done. And when it is present between you and a woman, the pussy, the plate, and the piece are kicked to a different level. And honestly, I don't think it's something that a lot of men nowadays really truly get to experience, because again, we live in a very sexual, political environment, and a lot of the power play is done between the psychology of the man and the woman, and also the psychology that is rolled out from sex as a transaction. Who can get who whooped the most? Who can get who influenced the most to do their will based upon the sexual pleasure that one person is able to give to another? But when you do have someone, you do have a situation where the passion is just naturally potent and abundant, and it reflects in the sex you guys have, and also the nurturing aspect. You know, you're staying on this person's mind, and they just are a natural giver to you because you inspire them to do that, that plate aspect. It's a very beautiful, beautiful thing. So passion enhances those three P's. The fourth P, which is a surprise, I wanted to give y'all another surprise, which is something that can also take your connection to a different level, is an element of prosperity with the women that you deal with. Of course, prosperity is some type of material advancement. Could be money. It could be business connections. It could be her assisting you with something that you already have established. It could be a myriad of things that she magnifies or she brings to you because of her appreciation of you. It's something that can come out of her when she, how can I explain it? It could be something that comes out of her when she feels, again, inspired to do it. In many ways, she can reflect this, but the common thread is some multiplier effect in the connection. Something's going to get enhanced by her presence and deep connection with you. If she's a consistent draining factor, this is the other side of it. Something's been missing from the initial three P's, and you missed it before, you missed it or have been ignoring it to focus on others. And this goes back to just the foundational three P's before you consider passion or anything. If something is missing between the aspect of peace, plate, and pussy, you will most likely not get that prosperity factor. She's actually going to act in the opposite of that. There's going to be some type of draining factor to her, just having her in your life. Mark that, note that, take inventory of the woman or women that you have in your life. Are they acting as a multiplier factor of positive things, or are they acting as a draining factor of even the positive things that you have in your life just by her being around? Another note that I wanted to add to this is some men do not understand how their posture, their attitude posture towards women affects their connections to women. And what I wanted to add to that is that your posture, which is your attitude that leads to your behavior towards women, it matters very much in what you want out of your connections with women. A big clue is definitely how she treats you inside and outside of the sensual sexual context of the connection. In other words, how she is either A, drawn or not drawn to you sexually, viscerally, primally, at a core level, inside the bedroom, and especially outside the bedroom. Women can fake all kind of things inside the bedroom to the untrained eye, to the uninitiated. But the longer you associate with her, if she has some type of resentment or frustration about you, it's going to leak out in other aspects of your connection relationship outside of the bedroom. But you must have a trained eye, you must have a trained intuition, you must be in tune to your situation in order to see when the oomph is fading, when the passion wanes, when she's going through the motions around you because she haven't found her other options or her resolutions yet. It's a very, very... I have a saying that I've just been saying it, that says that the body doesn't lie, which is very true, especially over a longer time. There was a song way back in the day that said you lost that loving feeling. The loss of that loving feeling is very, very palpable, especially longer over time. It's where somebody could be as close to you as in your face and yet miles away from you. It's a very palpable feeling. So yes, big clue is definitely how she treats you inside and outside of the sensual and sexual context connection. Her behavior, especially over long stints of time, will be an ongoing message to you, but you have to be picking up on it. Some form of consistent dispassion, malaise will manifest if she's not tuned into the connection. Justified deceit, emotional withdrawal, and thankfully, listen to this, thankfully, self-sabotage will follow. So there could be a point where her disconnection for you is so palpable, so residual to her. She's talked to her friends and family about whatever, some type of justification, how horrible you are or how just ugh you are to her, that she now starts to self-sabotage your connection. She starts flirting openly with other men, or allowing flirtation with other men. She, as one singer said, she cutting the corners of her eyes. Every time she see your face, she's just done with you, but she just hasn't physically moved on yet. Mark that, note that, fellas. Mark that, note that. Now, here's the final summation of it all when it comes to the three P's. Being that inspiring type of man that brings the best out of her, if she desires to give you the best. If you and all your cultivation don't inspire this out of a woman you're dealing with, let her go. Let her go. Let her go in true love and make space for a broader pool of compatible, attractive, available women to show up to be selected by you. You gotta know your pool, gentlemen. You gotta know who, you gotta know your pull, P-U-L-L, your ability to attract quality women in your life, and you gotta know your pool, P-O-O-L, which is the environment or the selection of women that you are pulling at any given moment. And again, if you're dealing with somebody and you're initiating things with her and it seems not to ripple on or reciprocate on, give her space. Or if you've been in a significant situation with a woman and that energy starts waxing and waning, take note and prepare your mind and your heart to actually love this woman enough to let her go, to find what she feels she needs. Have your exit strategy in place to preserve your mind, your heart, because know that the harder you try to hold on, the harder she's going to try to fight and justify sabotage, because somewhere in her heart and her mind, she's made it up already. She just doesn't know her next move. All right, well, that is it for today. I've given you all a lot to unpack. These are real life earned, how to live to tell the tale on this, and I wanted to pass the word on, especially for guys who just were never trained or never initiated to see the signs of what strong interest is and what low interest is. The music in the background is provided by Mr. Free Will, F-R-3-3-W-I-L-L. He provides the vibe for me all the time. If you want more information, contact him at Lightwalker, F-R-3-3-W-I-L-L at gmail.com. Again, that's Lightwalker, F-R-3-3-W-I-L-L at gmail.com. And again, we'll catch you guys next time. Let's see what else pops up in the mind and heart of Mr. AH3 in the coming weeks. All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we hear.